Wednesday, November 24th, we're here in the Prince George Public Library with the interviewee, Barb Harkins, me, Cheryl Loeb, and Professor Eileen Esperantu, conducting an oral history interview. So my first question to you, Barb, would be, what was the one thing that you remember most about your time spent in Penny?
I don't think there's any one thing. As a kid growing up, going to school, one room school, sometimes depending on the population out there at the time.
Were you born in Penny?
No.
How long did you live in Penny for?
13 years.
And when did you move to Penny?
Would have been 1940. I think 40 or 41, but I think it must have been 40. I was pretty little. We moved from then. I don't remember anything.
Why did you move to Penny?
My father's job.
Yeah, and what did your father do?
He ended up managing the mill.
Managing? Was it the Penny Mill? What was it called?
We had run through several names. Penny's Beast, and Diane Timberg.
Do you know what the approximate population of Penny was in the time that you lived there?
It varied. Maybe 200-300.
Okay. Now, were most of the people that lived there, did they work at the mill?
Yes, most of them.
So was it a male population or a female population? Were they old people or young people?
At that time, not a lot of old people. A few farmers that had been there for years, but not many. Most of them were in the sawmill on logging.
Was it seasonal?
Some of it was, the logging. But there were a lot of families too. You know, school, post office, forestry. And a lot of the mill people had families. Always, as far as I can remember, enough to keep the school open.
How many students were there going to the school?
At a time? Oh, maybe 20 or 30 at a time. But, of course, over the years.
Did you find that the forestry camp, was it linked to the mill? Or was it owned by the same company?
No, it was Forest Service, and there wasn't really a camp. There was just a warden, I guess it was called.
Okay, so what was the main reason for people leaving Penny or moving to Penny during that time?
Employment. Almost entirely. Earlier than that, it would have been crappy in the farm. But once the railway came in,
when
the
was
mill
that?
Was established.
Do you know when the mill was established?
Not exactly, no. Late 30s.
And you lived in the 1940s, is that correct?
Yeah, the early 1940s.
So, why did your family leave Penny?
Well, work again. My father changed jobs.
And did any members of your family stay in Penny, or did your entire family move?
No, we all moved. My brother was already off to university.
What did your family feel about moving to Penny?
Oh, probably a lot of mixed emotions.
Okay.
Well, in 13 years, we had a lot of friends there.
Did your father like his job at Penny?
As far as I know, he talked to me about it. He must have been good at it, because even now there are people I remember working for him, and, fondly.
What kind of duties was included in his job?
Mainly office management, overseeing the cookhouse and the camp.
Usually how many?
Dealing with lumber buyers.
Usually how many people were working at the mill at one time?
At the mill? I don't really know.
Okay, so
there was a large bunkhouse, so there could have been at least 100, but I'm pretty vague on these kind of numbers.
And did your mom work at the mill at all, or did she?
She was a housewife.
Did you have any neighbors close by, or where did you live in Penny?
We had some close neighbors, yes. It's a small street, most of which is no longer there. One or two houses are.
What kind of things did the town have? Did it have a church or a graveyard?
There is a graveyard, still, not many in it. And there was a church, but that was after we moved. That's a church.
Was there a general store?
Oh, yes, store and post office. And there was a commissary for the mill.
What about a hotel or?
No, there was one. The people that had the store and post office had a large house, and it was sometimes used as a boarding house for a traveling salesman.
Did you have any medical facilities?
No.
Did you have to come to Prince George?
Or McBride, or wherever you could get to.
Were there any doctors or nurses in the town?
No, there was a lady who was a nurse. She wasn't there because of that. She was there because her husband was working. But she was a godsend to a few people. You know, babies arriving unexpectedly.
Any kind of community houses for people to get together or for social gatherings?
Oh, there was a hall. It was built, I guess, just after the movie, about that time. You know, lumber donated by the mill. Put up by volunteer labor, that sort of thing. That's still there.
What kind of events did you have at the mill?
Oh, whatever, dances. Whatever was happening, Christmas concerts for the school.
And was it run by the community members, or did the mill help?
I'm not sure. I guess there must have been a sort of a committee, but I don't know who really ultimately was in charge of anything.
You know, do you think that these were adequate for the community needs, or could there have been more at the time?
That's really difficult to say. It was what most communities like that had. Probably considered, we considered ourselves lucky. It wasn't considered a well-built substantial hall.
How long did it take to get to Prince George? Or?
That depended if you took the passenger or the infant. Basically, the only way you could get there was by train.
How often did they come?
The passenger, it also varied, but usually it was, it'd be a train going east one day and west the next. The freight trains ran fairly often, but that depended on the demand.
How did
freight
you get,
and shipping.
How did you get supplies in the town?
By the railway. Mm-hmm. On the freight train. Or the local would be small, because it would stop at every community along the way. Sometimes it was an all-day trip, depending on what there was.
How long did the school stay open until, like, could students go there until grade 6 or grade 7?
It was grade 8 at the time. And then it was high school after that, if you could find a way to get to Prince George or McBride.
Did the students have to stay in Prince George, or could they come home at night?
No. You didn't get home weekends, unless it was a long holiday, or a long weekend.
What was shopping like in Penny?
It was a general store. That was it. There was also the Eaton's catalog. Which covered, a lot of household things. General store was groceries, and socks and clothes.
So did you make most of your clothes purchases and stuff from the Eaton's catalog?
Mostly. Most people do. Unless you happen to get up for a trip to Prince George or Vancouver or something.
Now, what year did the train come to Flint Penny?
I'm terrible with dates. I can't remember the year the railway went through. I should. I mean, it should be.
Well, do you know how they got supplies before the railway?
By river.
So, do most people work in the mill and the forest camps in Penny?
There would be only one person in the forest. It's not a camp.
Okay.
It's just a forester.
Oh.
A forester.
Just one person?
Yeah. Most of the time, unless it was a fire or something. But yeah, so everyone, except for the railway and forestry. And the school teachers would be employed that much.
How many school teachers were there?
One or two, depending on how many students there were.
And was the mill owned by an American company or a Canadian company? Or would you have any idea?
It was Canadian, mostly. I don't remember if it was in America. Although they may have, at one time they sold shares and it could have been something.
Do you know what skills were needed to work at the mill?
Just laboring skills. There were people there probably that couldn't read or write, and after the war there were a lot of people that had very little English when they arrived.
So where did the people come from?
Things were quite transient in those years.
So, did the mill hire immigrants?
Quite often.
Do you know who did the hiring for the mill? Did your dad do the hiring?
Probably the majority of it at the time. not sure it was entirely that.
Was the mill popular in town? Like, were they really generous to the community?
As far as I know. You know, as a family, we were on really good friendly terms with everybody, so that it's not, you know, worrying about the boss.
So, was the mill open in the winter and the summer?
Yes.
Did they have any benefit packages for the employees?
Not in those days.
What about labor unions?
Well, that they came in about, it was a very bitter strike in this country, which I don't know a lot about because I was that part of it. Before that, there wasn't much.
What did the workers complain about?
I don't know. They didn't complain to me. By then, I hadn't been yet fairly much for the last 4 or 5 years, you know, by this time.
So, what kind of housing existed in Penny at this time?
They were just frame houses. We called them the company houses.
Were they built by the mill?
A lot of them. Some of course, were built by the mill.
Did the workers have to pay rent on them?
I really don't know.
Did your family live in a company house?
It was kind of the manager's house. It was a little more substantial. But still, they'll get basic.
So did all the houses, were they similar in design, or was there much variance?
I think the company ones were pretty much similar in design. There were a lot of attention on that. But there was no running water or electricity to most of the houses.
What was the quality of housing?
I think they were adequate.
Did you have running water or electricity when you were growing up?
Our house did. Sometimes intermittent, sometimes there were some one or two interesting stories about the running water in our place, but mainly because it was direct current, and we'd had some repairs done on the house. The chap that did the repairs was putting up a mirror in the bathroom. He used a very large pipe through the wall, touched the cold water tap and the electric wire. This was not the alternating current for them at all. Mm. So we turned on the cold water.
Oh. That would have been quite funny, I think.
It was.
Maybe not at the time.
We had to do something about the spike things. Short circuiting everything. So we mostly had running water and electricity, but there were some complications sometimes.
That would have been, I think, funny. When did you get telephones in Penny?
They still don't have telephones.
I never knew that.
No? Well, there was a telegraph at the railway station. And I remember there was a phone at the office, but I'm not sure what the logistics were at the time, because there were no phones or anything. It wasn't a radio phone. Some people later on had radio phones.
Did people have cars, or what kind of equipment was around?
The odd person had a car, but there were only a couple miles of road and 2 miles of road. So too much need for a car.
Did most people rent their homes, or did they own their own homes?
Most people wouldn't own their own homes if they were company homes, but I don't know what they're renting or the company. And there were a few private homes, of course. They were either by the farmer or whoever.
Yep. Did women work outside of the home, or
no?
Women?
No. One lady might taught piano lessons a little bit. You know, or babysat or something. No, there wasn't anything there for.
Were the school teachers women?
Yes, the ones that I know from Penny were. I don't think that was necessarily so everywhere, but quite often young ladies for sure were going to school. Do a little place in the wilderness. I think it must have been a bit of a culture shock for some of them. But most of them stayed. Quite often they married.
Mill workers?
Yeah. Did you yourself take music classes when you were growing up?
Yeah, I had a few, yeah.
In Penny,
yeah. Not that it did much good. I'm not very musical.
You took piano lessons?
Yeah.
Were there many children who did that?
No, mm-hmm. There's not many. Well, getting piano in there was not
right,
easy.
Right.
There was one family that supplied most of the music for the dances. And I don't know how Bessie got her piano in there in the first place, because I think it was in. Well, maybe it came on a piano. But it's still a lot of men that make a heavy difference.
Yes.
Was it the women who organized the dances and the get-togethers?
Yeah, mostly. They did run up and have a PDA in the community club and put on a fall bazaar. Raise money for, you know, Christmas gifts at the concert.
Were there any donations from the mail for that?
Well, most likely were. I don't really know.
Were there any organizations for women at this time in the community?
No.
Or any kind of support for women?
No. I mean, they don't, you know, they join the PTA, and I think the women, they play a lot of bridge, and this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Were there any single-parent families that you can remember in Penny?
Well, there was one that I don't remember them too well, because they didn't stay long after they moved there. But there was a father who'd lost his wife in childbirth. Mm-hmm. It was a large family. Mm-hmm. Well, the baby that was born at that time was adopted by a lady. Who raised it, but the rest of them, they all kept together. And both the baby and the lady that adopted it went back to our reunion. But aside from that, it's a rare story. But if there was, you know, the people in the community would pitch in and help.
So it was a really connected community?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that woman's name? The doctor that she
had? No, I don't remember offhand. Mm. It's,
Is she from around here?
No.
I mean, from Chicago?
Well, no,
the
I think
she's
from somewhere. West of here now. Mm. But probably if you looked in the library in that Penny for Your Thoughts book, because I think the story is in there.
Right.
Are there any daycares or babysitting services?
No. If you needed a babysitter to go to the dance, or someone who had a, you know, your daughter the right age to
mm-hmm.
come and visit.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing. There wasn't in those days either.
Mm-hmm.
At least the years I'm thinking of.
So where did most people in the community come from if they weren't from Penny?
Just about anywhere.
Do you remember the ethnic makeup of the community at that time?
It was pretty nice. You know, there'd be French Canadians, and after the war, there were a lot of Europeans.
Did they integrate well into the community?
Mostly. Any small places.
Did you remember any of the newly arrived immigrants?
Do I remember any of them? Some of them.
Were they friends of your families?
Some of them. But most, you know, a lot of them were from the mill, and I didn't know them.
Did they live in any special part of town, or were?
If they were single, they probably lived in the bunkhouse.
How many men would live in a bunkhouse at one time, do you think?
Well, it depends. It could be 60. I'm not pretty sure about the number.
Do community members treat them well?
I think so.
During the war, do you remember any war in the community, whether that was from the women?
I don't particularly remember anything.
Women's socks or something.
Yeah, there probably was, but mm-hmm. you know, it'd be small at the time. Mm-hmm. Just barely knew that there was even a war on.
Mm-hmm. But you knew, you had an
I knew
that there was a
war. You know, there was something, and then by the time it was over, and there's a Life magazine, that's why I read it.
Did you discern a lot of the younger men in the community
no.
because of the war?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
No, not that I knew. Okay. I'm sure there was
one.
I have some general questions for you about the mail, if you can remember any of them.
Yeah, well, I may not be too good on that. But
anything you can remember. So your father was the general manager?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
After we moved.
Do you know how long the mill stayed open, if any? Or when the mill first began operations?
Not really. Because I know it had been going for a few years before we moved there. It would have been like 30 years. And I think there had been a mill there before that, but I don't know much about it. It's just pretty well gone.
So the mill was kind of closed down when you left?
No, the mill that we all know now was had been going for a few years. Mm-hmm. It had been a small mill or something before that, but many years before.
Is the mill still in operation?
No.
Do you know when it closed down?
Not exactly. It was a few years after we left, I know. And we lived in the town of 53. At least the rest of the family didn't, but you know what I mean. So I suppose it was at least until the late 50s. That made it. And then Northwood bought most of the mills and the timber along mm-hmm. the east line, and that was the big change. And I don't know exactly when that happened.
Do you know why the mill and penny shut down?
Well, the economics, things were changing. Small mills were not as profitable, and the bigger companies like Northwood were moving in.
Do you remember the layout of the town, Penny? Would you be able to help me draw a diagram of the town?
Well, in a very rough way.
So you said there was one main street in Penny?
Sort of, yeah, because the railway went from east to west.
Okay, so you had the railway?
Yeah, well, that would be the big thing.
And did the main road...
pretty well parallel with, yes. Pretty close to the country. The main thing at this end was the post office and the general store. And there
was
the
was it just
houses.
Off the main road?
Well, actually, it was across the fence.
Oh.
Barely.
Were the post office and the general store connected?
Mm-hmm.
And you said there were some houses here as well?
There were a few houses there.
Just behind the post office or beside
well,
it?
Well, kind of behind it and over here. Further down here, there were one or two farms.
What about on the east side of town?
Well, this is the east side.
Oh, I wrote about it. Not very good with directions.
Well, I'm not great either. So then about halfway along, where the school would be, and the hall would be... Probably put a little X there. And then a little further down was the school, and then the mill was here. And then there was another sort of a street here. And there were houses on both sides of that that crossed the tracks. And there were a few houses over there and a big farm over there. But the main chunk of the mill would be in there. We're heading down to the river.
And was the river just...
Just down here. The burner is still there. Mm-hmm. Not in the best of shape anymore. And we can walk through the old mill yard and see where things have fallen down. But now they're so fallen down. If you could go with somebody that knows what was there. Even we do.
So they didn't tear the mill down? Did they just let it decay? Or?
Well, some of it was probably salvaged. Used for everything, but mostly it was.
Now, did a lot of people leave the town when the mill shut down?
I don't know if they left. Probably. But I wasn't there.
Can you think of any government actions that were responsible for shutting down the mill, or any kind of government actions at the time?
No. We're here to deal with the government. Forestry. I think it was more just economics.
The bottom of the market went out?
Well, and the market moved in, and then they didn't want to run the mill. They just wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm. So everything was called to Prince George at the time? in Northwood Pavilion?
Yeah. They had a mill at McGregor, which they just closed.
Oh.
What if I didn't put one there? I'm not sure. Would be much for you, but.
So, the mill, did they ship the logs down the river to Prince George, or?
No, not in the days when my dad was living. They had logging camps, mm-hmm. and they also logged around the Penny area, logging camps upriver, and they would send them by river down to the mill at Penny. Okay. And that's where they cut them up.
And they cut up, and then where did the materials from Penny go to?
They were shipped mostly to the States. That's the big part.
How did they ship them?
By rail. Boxcar. Everything was done by rail.
Yeah.
Until the highway went through. I mean, of course, there's a highway now, but it's on this side of the river. So there's still not really highway access.
Do you remember when the highway was?
No, I don't. Just to do another thing, raising a family, you know, and not.
Oh, right. Sure.
So, you know, I remember it going through, but it's been a year on that.
It's been bad for the war, I imagine. No, well, you've been young.
I don't know, it was.
In the 60s,
probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. They used to promise a bridge for the family with election, and they say first proposed road. And I think they started doing that sometime in the 20s.
Did you have any politicians in the town?
No. Yeah.
What about security? Did you have any RCMP members? Or?
Well, they would come from McBride usually if they needed.
So the town solved the problems by themselves?
Mostly.
Was there much crime?
Crime?
No. Did you hear anything?
No, I mean there'd be.
Brawling or whatever?
A little bit of a dance, you know, this sort of thing.
Oh, I see.
Do you have any pubs in town?
Was alcohol brought in during these dances?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about that.
Yes, yeah, it came out on the train. On, yeah, that's right. And usually the dance didn't start until after the train was gone.
Oh.
How many dances would they have a year?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Do you remember them?
Well, them. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to that many. Either too little or early in town. It was a lot of fun, though. Mostly old-time dances.
So was the music locally provided?
Yes, by the family that lived on the farm up here, the lady that, well, their whole family was it, so it was music. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember their name?
Yeah, well, there's lots of them around, the Bluegills.
Oh, so. Okay. When you were growing up, do you remember what occupied your time as a child? I mean, did you do a lot of skating and skiing and that sort of thing?
Not too much. I did some skating in the river. Toboggan. Didn't get into skating, yeah. I don't know. The place was a wonderful place to grow up.
Yeah.
Because as a child, you felt very secure.
And in the summer, did you go on a swim? Or, I don't know, did people swim in the river back then?
Well, probably a few did. And there was a little muskate lake. Some swam, and I didn't. There wasn't a lot of swimming, fishing, things like that. Mm-hmm. I'd love to go fishing.
Did your dad do any trapping or hunting to provide?
No. Mm-hmm. No, he wasn't into those things. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any siblings?
I have an older brother.
And did you both go to school in Prince George?
Well, somewhat. He went a little in Prince George.
Does he live in Victoria now?
No. Vancouver.
Oh. I'm going to try to get an interview, but.
No. he's not too close.
No.
Can you remember any events with the mill that had caused problems in the town? Or?
We all were burnt down. That was a lot of
problems. When was that?
Let me see. So, again, my dates, probably 47, 48. I say, just hold of that book. I know the library's got a copy of it. Those dates, they'll be right. But there was a terrible windstorm. And in those days, they used open burners.
Mm-hmm.
Not closed beehive bugs. even now it's pretty old on it. So it dumped up, picked up a lot of the burner and put it on the house. And that was extremely important.
Did the entire mill burn down?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Thought for a while the whole town would go.
So you remember it quite clearly?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Was it at nighttime or during the day?
It was early in the morning. Fairly early in the morning. Mm-hmm. When I was kids, instead of going to school, we went down to watch the mill.
So did everyone get together and help
put out the fire? Anybody that was able-bodied, please.
Mm-hmm. Did they lose any houses near the mill?
No.
How long did it burn for?
I don't know how long it took to get it out, but I don't remember.
And you said
probably not long, because since it's been fairly dry.
Mm-hmm. It was in the winter? Or?
No, it was, I suppose it was in the fall. I do know it was not snow.
Did anybody lose their lives in the fire?
No. Unfortunately, it didn't. Could have been awful.
Mm-hmm. And they had shifts 24 hours a day that worked there, or were they closed down at night?
I don't think they ran 24 hours. Could have been at times, but I don't remember.
You mentioned that the company rebuilt the mill.
Yes, it was rebuilt.
How long did that take?
Quite a while, probably. I know they brought in a portable mill from Argonne to get them through the interim, so the actual building of the mill probably a couple of years ago. It'll take a while because they put a lot of bricks and things in the new mill. Most of which you still have. The bricks are because they're a little heavy to pack.
Do they have to get any equipment and everything?
No.
Sorry, go ahead. Was equipment from Canada or did they ship it up from the States?
Wherever they could buy it, I don't know. Probably both.
Was anybody out of work when the mill burnt down, like in the stage between rebuilding it?
Oh, probably. It's hard to say. Because I don't think they were actually logging at the time. Well, maybe not that many to put out of work. Well, I would expect there would be.
Do you remember anybody leaving town because of it?
Not that I could remember.
You asked him.
They probably did. Mm-hmm. You know, the memories of losing friends or playmates because of it. Mm-hmm. It seems, you know, it's quite a deal. Just like, oh.
And what year was it that your family left, Penny?
When we were talking to Louisa Mueller, she suggested that there were some Japanese who were brought in from the southern part of British Columbia during the war.
That
was the same
thing. Yeah, there was a camp down the street.
And was it an internment camp or was it?
Well, I suppose it was. You know, I don't like to think of it in those terms because
right.
My dad hired them. But,
oh, I see.
Or well, some of them. He was, you know, one of a few people. But, you know, they would give it work. Mm-hmm. But it was a camp.
So, how long after they had moved to that region? Oh, I guess you wouldn't, yeah.
Well, there were a few families that stayed. Mm-hmm. There's still a chapter in town, but it's been really telling you about that.
Oh, who's that?
His name is Takatika.
Takatika,
T-A-K-E-E-A, I think. Mm-hmm. He's probably in the phone book. That's
okay.
All my funeral last year. He's still around.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He's closer to my age. Mm-hmm.
And he moved to Penny or to work there?
No. No, I'll just remember it. But he would remember a lot of that kind of story. Because his father helped.
He was born in Prince George?
I don't know.
Okay.
What was the camp called where the Japanese were stationed?
It was just a camp. It was down at, I think it was Hungry Creek.
Was it like a town or a community, or was it just a logging camp?
Just a camp. Probably pretty rough.
Was it just a camp for men, or was it a camp for families?
Probably just men, I suppose.
And your father hired
Yeah, he was one of them. There were several mills. And I have no idea how many.
Do you remember how the town interacted with them?
We didn't.
They just came to work and then left?
Well, they weren't actually working in camp.
Oh, just in the
logging camp. So they must have just logged in.
Oh, I see.
I don't know.
Were there any Japanese working in Penny?
When you went to school, do you remember any kids, you said that there were other European immigrants to Penny. Did you know specifically which countries, like Ukraine or Yugoslavia?
Just about anywhere in Europe, I think.
Yeah?
Because of the war?
Well, some of it because of the war, yeah.
So was it quite...
And then, of course, there were, a lot of murder, some of the Europeans. But before that, the French Canadians, quite a few French Canadians.
To come and work in the mill?
Yeah.
Were they seasonal workers and they stayed, or...?
Well, a lot of the French Canadians were families. Like some of them might be seasonal.
What kind of work did they do at the mills?
There's a...
Is the labor?
Yeah.
It's labor, yeah.
Do you remember any classmates from Sweden or Germany or Eastern Europe?
Didn't think of them that way at the time. The kids that I went to school with, they were French Canadians, and some of Scandinavian descent, in English, but a lot of those were not newcomers to Canada.
Oh, I see.
At that time.
Did you do a lot of reading when you were younger?
I did.
Yeah, so did you have access to books then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how was that?
Well, there was a regional library.
Oh!
In Prince.
Oh, okay, and so you...
I'm not sure that's what the actual proper name of it is, but they would ship books out every, 6 weeks or something.
Oh!
Either to your house or quite often they would send a bunch to the school and you could use it as a library.
Oh,
I see.
Hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know if all children out there read as much as I did. I was fond of books.
Was there a particular book that you remember quite well from your childhood that sort of, identified with?
No, not that I identified with, but I enjoyed almost 100 books. Henry Giles and the Anne of Green Gables books.
Oh, so, I see. Do you remember if Canadian authors were emphasized at that time as perhaps they are now?
I didn't.
Didn't matter.
No, just whatever was there.
How long could you keep the books for?
I think, I remember really, it was 6 weeks.
And did you send them back on a train? Or?
Yeah.
So what kind of service existed for all those books for?
Yeah, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's a lot of you ought to read books that you wouldn't otherwise in a place like that. There were, for a time, movie books a week.
There were?
Yes, it was a fellow that decided to do it himself. Right. And bring in a movie and show it in charge of the movie.
Was that held at the community hall?
At the hall.
Yeah. What kind of movies did they show?
Oh, just about anything, but I seem to remember a lot of westerns. But there was a fun idea.
How long did that last? You said it was for a time.
Yeah. Oh, he did it for quite a few years. And it was fun, by the time he was still doing it, so I don't know.
Oh, I see. I see. So it was a span of time.
Yeah.
Do you remember what he charged?
No, I don't. It was not much in those times. But nobody had much money, I don't think, anyway, so.
Was there a sense that a lot of these movies, very American? I mean, or was there...
Well, there wasn't anything else available.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
None of the British ones came.
40s and 50s. Right. I don't remember when they were here, because he'd get all the books, that he would order from, so... Fun reading, going through these books and looking at what movies were out there.
Oh, that's right.
So he ordered magazines that had...
Not magazines, no. They were like a catalog or something that... Not from whoever was distributing them. Mm-hmm.
Did he do this out of his own pocket? Or
more into his own pocket.
Oh,
Well, you know, I mean, he was not making a lot of money, but he was doing, I guess, for something to do. A little money.
Was that his job, or did he work at the mill?
Oh,
or?
No, he worked at the mill.
Oh. Well, that's innovative. Do you remember me?
Yes. Oh. His daughter's my husband.
Oh. did you know her in Penny?
Yeah.
Oh, and what is her name?
Her name now is Jean May.
What was her age before she got married?
Some of these. Find out both names in the family book.
Yeah,
I keep saying that, but we did this reunion about 4 years ago.
In Penny.
In Penny. Which really was successful beyond our wildest dreams.
Really? How many of you showed up?
Well, there was almost 500.
Wow. 500.
Yeah. And a little valley that's all. By this time, most of it overgrown.
Great. Wow.
There's still no electricity. Still no running water. And we pulled it off.
So were the 500 people that all previously lived in Penny?
Yeah, you know, over the years. And of course, a lot of the families, too. You know, because a lot of people came and went.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still running the people that say, oh, I worked in Penny. We had no idea that they didn't, you know, might have even only been a week or two or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Yeah. So that's how the Penny book came about. So you'll find a lot of really good things.
So there's a large migratory population?
Right? Yeah, it was like that all over.
Well, you kept in touch with this one best friend, so they weren't... I guess my understanding is that perhaps in school, you know, kids would come in and then go, and there was a lot
there
of
was some of that,
schools
yeah.
as well.
But a lot of the ones were the families that were there and stayed there.
Oh, for long periods of time.
Yeah.